Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing an NCAA Week 1 game preview between the Penn State Nittany Lions and the Purdue Boilermakers. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips for our show on Instagram. Connect with us on LinkedIn as well. And, of course, our podcast available every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. You can find us there with game previews, team previews, draft analysts. We also have amazing history specials as well, legends interviews with some of the game's greatest players, and so, so much more. You just got to go check it out for yourself. So let's get into this. Enough talking, enough promoting. Let's promote this game here. Penn State, Purdue, a matchup on September the 1st, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to check it out. Purdue is the home team. Penn State is the traveling team on the road. Let's talk about these teams. First up, let's talk about the Nittany Lions 7-6 record last season under head coach James Franklin, we all know. And this is a team that has a lot of hype around it this year, I think. A lot of people think that Penn State could really be ready for that next big leap because they were kind of, like I said, mediocre 7-6 last year, not like this program at all, right? This is a historic program that has done a lot. And it all starts on offense. The offense last year just did not really get clicking. Set 376 yards a game, only about 25 points, and it struggled with deep pass plays, right, connecting on them. Jahan Dotson, right, we all know he is no longer with the team. So that's going to hurt also. But the offensive line is getting stronger. So that helps in the long run that you got a good offensive line. And I think that with him, I think that you're going to look good there. Hunter Nosrat from Cornell's coming over. You have J.B. Nelson from JUCO. He's working at the guard. Juice Scruggs, right? He's going to be at center. Caden Wallace at the right tackle spot. And it struggled last year, right? 118th ranked in terms of the rushing game. So you got to figure that out. And for the second leading scorer, Noah Kane, he's gone. LSU, Kayvon Lee is the guy in charge this year. And behind him, you have Nick Singleton, who is a superstar in the making potentially. There's a lot of hype around that young man, so watch out for him this upcoming year. Sean Clifford, back QB. We all know he's been there for quite some time now. Threw for over 3,000 yards last season, 21 scores, 8 picks overall in the year. He's solid. He's got experience, fifth-year senior. He knows what he's doing. He's got to elevate his game even more to perform this upcoming year. Like I said, Jahan Dotson, he was the guy last year, 91 catches, 12 touchdowns, but he is now with the new look Washington Commanders. In steps Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith, who are going to be a nice 1-2 punch, I think. They're going to help fill that Dotson void. And you also get Mitchell Tinsley, who had 87 catches and 14 touchdowns from WKU last season. Also, Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson are also some guys to look out for at the tight end spot, and I think that they could have a good year also. Now for the defense. They gave up a good bit of yards, but not too bad points, right? It wasn't great against good running teams. The pass defense was pretty solid, and, you know, overall not too bad. They only allowed more than 24 points twice last year. Against Ohio State was one of them. The other one was against Michigan State. So, I mean, those are two really good teams, and it wasn't like those are blowouts anyways. So, like I said, the defense, when it allowed 20 or fewer points, Penn State went 7-1 last year. And they were 0-5 when they allowed a little bit more than that. But the pass rush, I think, is something they need to work on as well. They got 9.5 sacks last year from Arnold Ebikadi, who is gone. He is no longer with the team. He went to the NFL. And also, I think that's going to hurt them a little bit in terms of getting to that quarterback. You have players like Danny Sutton, who's a really good recruit. And also Zane Durant is ready to get it rolling at his position, looking good there. Your tacklers, you got P.J. Mustford, Kaziah Izzard as well, looking good. Two vets right there in the as tacklers there. Nick Tarburton, a good vet. You got Maryland transfer Demion Robinson. And also, like I said, with Dennis Sutton, who's going to help out as well. Linebacking core, Ellis Brooks and Brandon Smith, as well as Curtis Jacobs, could really help out. Like I said, you lost Brooks, you lost Smith, but Jacobs is, I think, a guy who can step up for this team. 61 tackles last year, 3 sacks. I think he could elevate his game even more. Like I said, there's going to be a little bit of a battle there, but I think that you do have some options you can work with. The secondary, you have Joey Porter, someone who I think that could really make a big leap in some draft boards if he plays as well as he did last season. And you have Jair Brown, the team's returning tackler, with 74 last season. You also have Kalen King on the opposite side, and I think the secondary is going to look good for Penn State. So for some final keys for them to win this game before I move over and talk about Purdue, just run the ball a little bit more, right? This is Penn State, a team known for running the ball down people's throats. Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, just to name a few in recent memory. They should not be averaging 3-something yards a carry. You got to average more than that. Come on. And for the defense, just pass rush, get to the quarterback a little bit more, get tackle for loss, get those TFLs, get those sacks, and stop them at the line of scrimmage. Let's talk about their opponent, the Purdue Boilermakers, the home team here. Purdue last season, really good, 9-4 overall with head coach Jeff Brohm. And this is a team, let's talk about this, let's get it going, the offense for Purdue. It worked good during the air. This is how they got the nation's fifth best rushing or passing attack, excuse me. So they can really hit you from anywhere. They averaged 440 yards and about 29 points per game last season. And we all know what they did about with Tennessee, right? They just rolled over Tennessee in the bowl game and the Music City Bowl last year, 627 yards, 48 points. I mean, they're looking good. But you are losing David Bell, who is obviously, you know, their top receiver from last season. He caught 93 passes last year. It was a tremendous player. And you lost Jackson Anthrop, who had 53 catches. So who is going to help out? Who on that wide receiver depth chart is going to step up? I mean, Milton Wright could be a good option. He's a big threat, had 7 touchdowns last year, led the team. But he's academically ineligible, so that's going to be rough. You have Payne Durham, right? One of the best pass catchers in tight ends, so watch out for him. You also have Tyrone Tracy. He's a good player. And with Aiden O'Connell, the quarterback, coming into his 6th year at the program, I mean, he knows what to do, right? I mean, he is no stranger to how this system works and how Penn State gets things going. So it's going to be a little bit iffy for this team in terms of their passing attack compared to last season. But looking at the running game, it also is a little bit substandard, a little bit below average. Under 3 yards a carry last year, only hit 100 yards or more 3 times. But you do have a guy named King DeRue at the backfield who is going to be able to rotate with a few other guys there. You have a good offensive line, pretty good. Like I say, Gus Hartwig as well. You also get Daniel Johnson from Kent State to help out. And for the defense really helped out. It was pretty solid. The pass rush was all right. The running game was okay. Finished 48th in the nation overall in terms of pass rush. And the defensive front, that's what I'm looking for them to step up. Even though the pass rush wasn't great, their run defense was pretty solid. They have good depth, they have good linemen, and they have good players. Really big guys. Brandon Dean is a great tackler. Lawrence Johnson as well, good vet. And Jalen Alexander, it's going to be hurtful because he is also gone from the program. He's gone from the linebacking core. Kieran Douglas is going to be stepping in, and Jalen Grant potentially to step up. You're getting Corey Trice back from a knee injury. Hopefully he can get things going. I'm not sure week one. And also Marvin Grant, he is no longer with the team. He went to Kansas. But you do have Cam Allen, a really good player, a really good safety. Led team last year with 4 picks. And you also have Jamari Brown coming off a pretty good year last season. So for Purdue, their keys to victory for the offense, be more effective. Once again, count like Penn State. Run the ball a little bit more. You have to average a decent amount of running yards, man. You can't get more than 100 yards just 3 games like last season. You got to do better than that. And as for the defense, also with the run, this time you got to stop it. You got to be able to get things going. I mentioned that, you know, for Tennessee, right? Tennessee had 281 yards in the bowl game last year, and they still lost. So, I mean, usually if you get that many yards, it's going to be rough. And I think that for Purdue, I just don't know, man. I don't know if Purdue is ready quite yet, at least week one. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously they did good last year, good record, won the bowl game against Tennessee in a shootout. But I think for overall, I'm going to go with Penn State getting the win of this one. Final score for this, I'm going to go Penn State with a final score of 28 and Purdue 24, a close ball game. Like I said, I just don't know how this is going to roll. I think just all of the talent that Purdue lost is going to hamper them, at least in week one. But I think Penn State with James Franklin and company, I think it's going to be a good win to kick off the year in 2022. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you enjoy the video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also, check out our podcast available every single day, Spotify podcast, or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. We are available each and every single day over there and on Facebook and YouTube. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a single episode. With over 1,000 plus, there's got to be something that we've talked about for your favorite team, player, coach, whatever. But if you want us to talk about it maybe more in depth, or if you want us to talk about something that maybe we haven't talked about, we haven't covered yet, please put it in the comments and we'll get to it as soon as we can. Whether you put it on Facebook or on YouTube, we check comments every single day. Once again, we just thank you for all the continued support you've been giving us over the last few weeks, months, and years here on the show. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Footballs.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.